Hi, everybody. Happy Saturday. So this is Saturday Night Live on the Lightship, and the date tonight is 7/12/2014. So we're in July, the 12th day of the month, about halfway through here the month, looks like. And so let's do releasing here of situations, traumas, whatever you've dealt with here. Hopefully you don't have anything. That'd be great. But if for those of you that encountered something, we'll release it. So think of that situation, and we'll release that little page out of your big book. So here we go. Think of it. So I'm going to take away the energetic charge on it. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we'll do another one here. Feels like there's probably maybe some Civil War issues. We've been dealing with that for maybe almost a week here. So if you have any Civil War issues still, let us know. We have call-ins tonight. If you want to comment how you're feeling about the Civil War clearings that we've been doing, that would be great too. So here we go, releasing some Civil War energies that might be lingering you on energy. So here we go, releasing that. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, and let's bring up the light beam. Have some peace energy coming your way. So here it comes. No energies again. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okey-doke. So we'll go to the Lightship tonight near the end of the program. Let's see if our co-host is out there somewhere on land, I think, here this time. So, Ann, are you landed here?
I am. Good evening, Ron, and good evening, everyone listening. Happy to be here. Looking forward to our trip to the Lightship. I just want to remind everyone that tomorrow is the 8-hour call where you can spend 8 hours on Creation Lightship receiving physical healings. And I recommend that very highly. Today was the kickoff, the 4-hour call where Ron charged a lot of water for people to use throughout the week, and that's a wonderful treat, Ron. Thank you very much for that wonderful call. And since you already brought up the Civil War that you were doing those clearings for, which if you have missed the last few shows that originated on the 4th of July, Ron went through the different things that might we be connected to based on the 4th of July celebration, and I'm not sure how, but somehow the Civil War came up. So I just wanted to add, because a lot of listeners were having very strong reactions to being cleared from that, that if you're in the U.S., I can't talk about every country, but you know, in the U.S., there have been a lot of wars on this soil, I guess starting with the slaughter of the Native Americans. I can't really call that a war. Then, of course, the Civil War, I guess the war with Mexico, the Revolutionary War. I don't have these in order, I see. We have Pearl Harbor and 9/11, as well as the Civil War. And I went on a website, it's on Wikipedia, and it even lists battles, and there's like hundreds of them. So I don't want to, you know, get into all that, and nor do I have the dates, which some listener did send in the dates of the Civil War. Thank you again for that, so people can clear it. But I wanted to say, Ron mentioned last night there's a special healing, and there is, and if you just type special into the search, it will come up, and it's a whole life healing, and you could clear all of those things through that healing. And I want to suggest if you have the natal barcode, you could clear it there, and you could also put all the names of these things into the alien keyword intercept, which is a free healing. So if you react to something, like even when I said something, like if I said Pearl Harbor and you felt something, well, then you need to clear that. And I think those are about the best ways. Am I right, Ron?
Yeah, just remember that one clearing probably won't help you at all. So you may have to do maybe 500 of them, okay, because it's ingrained in you. So some people, when I've taught them, they go, I did one of your clearings, and it helped a little bit. I feel better. I go, well, why don't you do more than one? They go, well, don't just do one. I only need to do one, don't I? No, you need to get it out of your DNA. So this could be, a situation that you're dealing with that could be pretty bad for you. So you want to do a lot of clearings to get this stuff out of you. So just doing it one time I wouldn't expect too much out of it, because you have to go deep into your DNA, and each thought form that you had during that, let's just say that you were in a lifetime where you were tortured for 2 weeks, okay? And one clearing going to clear all that 2 weeks of torture? No, it might just clear maybe, you know, maybe 5 seconds of a torture, but you want to keep on it to get yourself, you know, cleaned out. So that's kind of what I'm sort of saying is, if you plan to do something for yourself and you're dedicated to your life, then take some time for your life and get involved in your life to do this. Make sure that you're in your body and not out there floating around someplace, because if you're not in your body, these clearings will never work for you, because they can't. It takes your spirit to do the clearing. So if you happen to be listening, we'll say, and just kind of going slightly sideways, we'll say that you're an alcoholic, okay, and you're listening to us, and you're going to do a clearing. Don't waste your time, because you're probably not in your body. Maybe you're a pot smoker, okay, and your eyes are glossed over too. Well, don't waste your time doing the clearings, because you need to be in your body and be present here in order to have the clearings work for you. Oh, that's the way it works. So it's very, very simple. And if you're not here in your body, then don't expect anything to actually work for you. So that's the way the clearings work. It needs your spirit, which is source energy, to be with you and allow that to be energized more fully so it can help you. So back to you, Anne.
Thank you, Ron. And that's so interesting, because we had an email kind of asking about that. I am older, and how can I better integrate all of the healings I'm doing into my body? So you're talking about that, have your spirit and your body, and I would just add the basic things that you teach, Ron, is command your spirit to be in your body, your thoughts in your heart center, command your spirit to connect to the mind of your body, and also command to be only on the CLS Now timeline of light. And you'll feel it. After some practicing, you'll know that you're in the now and you're in your body, and then you'll also feel the healings more. Oh, and there's also the finger exercise, which is
So these are all good tools for everybody. So remember, nobody is going to help you out but yourself. So that's what you have to realize, is that nothing is going to help you outside of yourself. You need to get these energies working with you in order to bring forth the healing. So you know, some people somehow think, because maybe a group of people are doing something, that it's going to work through you with osmosis or something, you know. But in light, you know, you just need to work on yourself and to bring the energy to you. So don't expect some group to do something for you outside of yourself, because it probably won't work. So we do have clearings on the website, which you could use for anybody. So you're connecting, you know, with the person on the website that you're connected with, and that's an absentee type healing. That will work on the website, no problem whatsoever. What I'm talking about is if somebody says, well, you know, this group here is working on so-and-so, become more peaceful, and I'm just going to throw my name in the hat and they can work on me too. Well, no, it's probably not going to work at all for you. Oh, you remember, you need to be responsible for your life. Otherwise, other things will be responsible for you, and you may not like the outcome on those. Be not worldly here, maybe off-world energies acting to you. Back to you, Ann.
Right, Ron. And I just wanted to add what you always do at the end of the shows for us is that mind-to-heart drop, which is basically getting your thoughts into your heart center. So, boy, before you even do a healing, if you go to, and I should say Ron's site is creationlightship.com, there's so many free healings on there, and there's information about the mind-to-heart drop. I don't think we've written up how to do that nose to touch your nose to see if you're in the present time, Ron, but maybe we should do that but we have talked about it a lot on the radio shows, and that's very helpful too. And the beauty of that exercise is if when you put your finger up in front of your nose, it's to the right or the left, when you move it back center, you feel it. You feel yourself coming back into alignment into the present timeline. So we thank you for that, Ron. I was wondering, I don't want you to do the mind to heart drop yet because then people get like a little bit too relaxed. And but we do, I'll move on to some questions, Ron, but I was wondering if perhaps we could have a sample healing, maybe a mental body healing.
Yeah, so let's, we could do that. So here we go. Trying to clear away some of your issues or thoughts, mind congestion, we'll call it. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. What we'll do is a clearing here. This would be interesting. Let's do on the 2,000-year darkness barcode that the aliens put on you, say, 2,000 years ago, that was supposed to take you away from light at this particular time. That's what it's for, is barcodes, to catch you, to give you wrong information. Think of how those barcodes maybe were inputted into people, 1,000 years, A.D., all the different tortures and stuff they did on people, thinking that they're doing the right thing or sacrificing people, animals, for better weather and everything else. I mean, that goes along with those barcodes, the 1500s and stuff. So let's go back, and we'll go back to the 1800s. So we'll take today's date. And starting in the 1800s, okay? 1800 would be the year. It would be July 12, 2014. Well, here we go. We'll take away your mindset energies. This is on the website, too, when you go back on that clearing. So we'll just take away today's stuff that could be triggering you today, even though it's, couple hundred years ago. Oh, so here we go. Please in it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So we just took away energies that was activated in you. Could be coming forth right now. So these energies were activated 214 years ago. Let's just see if you're feeling any changes in you. Barcode that they put on you, come you out. Oh, back to you, Ann.
And that is another free clearing on the website that you can do and go, all the way back 2,000 years. It's wonderful. And then each of those, for our listeners who may not have begun on doing their emotional body clearing and the death barcode clearing, Ron, they can still put those healings onto the New Earth transfer, correct?
Yes. Whatever we do live here on the program, you don't have to do that. But if you do something online, then you have to go to the Earth transfer to enter it, only because the light won't know that you're here. It's not going to go looking for you. Remember, light only looks for light at the time of ascension. Mm-hmm. And in a different way, if there's no light here on this planet, the light is not going to go looking for light. Go, oh, this planet Earth, there's nobody here. You could all be on parallel lifetimes, darkness. It's not going to go after anything. It'll just do the ascension without the people here. That's why you have the Earth transfer clearing, to get recognized that you are here, and then the light can bring forth the parts of you that got cleared. The other parts of you will probably be abducted anyway, if that could be, one way to look at it. It doesn't sound too good, but you have to realize that's why you're here today. The reason why you're listening today and living this lifetime, because you were all abducted 2,000 years ago at ascension time. That's the facts. So at least this time you have a chance to save, we'll say, or to have a connection to light at ascension time. That's a wonderful thing. Don't take it as being scary. The scary part is that you weren't here at ascension time. how many lifetimes have you lived here? And, you know, if you've been here, you know, 50,000 years, that's a lot of ascension. So, right? Ants to elf out of here. Well, back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron, you know, shared before, I'm one of those dummies who's been here many thousands of years and missed all those ascensions. But luckily, I found you, so we can, you know, do our best to clear that out. I know what I was thinking, Ron, when you talked about your spirit isn't in your body. I wonder if you could do that wonderful healing for us when you take our spirits in and out of the body.
Yeah, so yeah, I'll do that. The reason why we do that is to get your spirit into your body properly, number one. And then number two, it allows your spirit to be connected to your feet, ankles, and legs, where normally it's not. So here we go. We'll just go out and in. I'll just use that wording to do that. And if you're sensitive at all, you might feel dizzy. Oh, here we go. We're coming out. And you can either come out of the front of you or out of your crown chakra, we'll say. It, you know, everybody's a little different. But you will come in through your feet. Here we go. So out and in, 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 out and in. You just start feeling heavier. Out and in, 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 out and in. Now, do you have any comments on the chat room there? We will have callers tonight, so if you want to call in before we go to the light ship, you can. I'd like to have comments about the Civil War energies that we did, like last night and throughout the week. Some of those stories could probably be pretty awesome. Well, back to you, Ann.
Right. We have a couple of comments. As someone, one listener saying, happy to be here. Another said, great clarity, Ron. And another says, thanks for the facts. So it's always nice to know that people are listening and appreciating all the work you're doing, Ron. And on the subject of doing clearings and doing the free clearings, if that's all you can manage at this time, I just want to, again, recommend the water charging. Ron, of course, does a lot of water charging for us on the monthly calls and also the weekday 5:30 calls. But if you aren't able to do those, boy, to just sign up for that water activation, Ron has 10 or so, more than 10 things that you can choose to activate your water with. But if you have an issue, you can just write in whatever issue you have and just charge all of the water you drink for the entire week, and it's wonderful. I'm doing that again now. I've done it before, and it's fabulous. And then every night before you go to bed, you can do a glass for the peaceful sleepy time water, which also could be done anytime if you're having trouble sleeping for $1. So I just wanted to recommend that again. And thank you, Ron, for that in and out. I love when you do that. It really feels great. Okay, so let me go back. Oh, we just now got in an email about the Civil War healing, so I'll read that one. Okay. Last night's show on July 11th, I was not feeling any of the Civil War clearings, but after I went to sleep, about 30 minutes later, I woke up with a burning in my throat, had to spit up and coughing, and had to gargle with cool water. I was running the death barcode clearings while I was sleeping, and this was happening also. So was this part of the Civil War clearing or something else?
That's good.
Yeah.
You probably were running the death barcode. Was probably coming into effect that could have been related to the Civil War stuff. Very interesting. Wow. That's really good confirmation there. That's what I would say happened. You probably started to... interesting here. I had a cough here, so you're probably running the energies of a death barcode, not really realizing that it came about from the Civil War. Oh, interesting.
Very interesting. And Ron, I know you've said before that people can ask you how many death barcodes you have. Can you tell this person if they have more death barcodes? They've cleared 10 so far.
10 feels pretty good. Okay. I think maybe about two more probably.
Okay. Well, it can't hurt, right, to do?
Nope, it can't hurt. If you don't have one and you do it anyway, it's not going to affect anything. It won't bring one on you. And it'll just be an energy that you're just running that won't really do anything for you. It's kind of good to be safe, so.
Okay. We have two questions about ascension, Ron. And I love the Saturday night show because we try to focus on the healings. But someone is asking about the radiation situations that are going on the planet. And they're wondering, with all of this going on, how does that affect the ascension process?
It doesn't affect it at all. The ascension process is when the light chooses to turn the light off to all its universes of light that it created. So it doesn't matter, what's going on here. What's happening here is happening here.
Right.
And nothing to do with ascension. So I guess, people might like to think that if it gets really awful here, that for some reason ascension will occur to get people out of here, but typically that's not what happens because there's so many different planets, we'll say, of light out there, maybe thousands or millions of them, that when the light decides to do it, everything gets turned off at one time. So it has nothing to do with our planet here and the conditions that we're in, whether it be good or bad. So back to you, Ann.
Thank you, Ron. And we have a listener asking, of course, the question that we all would love the answer to and wish you knew, but I already know the answer. He's asking, when is ascension?
Ascension was supposed to be in February 2008. We're on overtime now. And whatever happened here or happened elsewhere in the universe of light, it was not brought forward. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, thank you, Ron. I knew that you didn't really know the answer to you don't have the answer to that question for our listeners, but I know that people are, curious about that. Okay. I was thinking it would be nice to do another sample of a healing, Ron, and then maybe after that we'll go to the light ship. What would be a good thing to get everybody? Well, I know. How about a media clearing if people are maybe hearing things on the news about weather and different situations that they might be upset about?
Well, the media clearing is good for that. That's what it's for. Remember, when you see something or hear something, and automatically that's going to activate your DNA. So you want to have it released from you so that you're not connected to the millions of people attached to that particular information to bring you down. That's what it's for. Not going to clean out your DNA because you got it activated. But it will take away those energetic cords, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you just think of somebody watching something on TV, the newscaster, and they get this information about something going on, and there's, millions of people listening to it, and they all have a reaction. Well, when you get that reaction, too, then you're corded to millions of people. This helps you to uncord yourself from that particular information and everyone that's also connected to it. Think of something that you've seen on the news or heard. It could be anything. So here we go. I'm going to release that from you. One particular situation, energetic cordings. Oh, here we go. Releasing it. One, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. And one, two, three, four, and five. Okay. Oh, back to you.
Thank you, Ron. Before I forget, may we take requests tonight, Ron, for rooms in the lightship?
Yeah, we could do that. So
okay.
I'll do 6 rooms for people.
Great. And we have 2 emails about specific medical conditions and asking for your help with them. And Ron doesn't give medical advice. And we're going to the lightship tonight, so that is your opportunity to bring forward your medical issue and ask for help with that, because I don't like to start talking about different things, because then people might get upset or cause them to react in some way to hear those things. But one of these people adds that he unfortunately has to take pain medication. So he's wondering, is his spirit just hanging out till I'm out of pain and off the meds?
Yeah. Sometimes if you're sedated, we'll say, more unconscious, but you may not be. But let's just say that you're really out there, right? Then your spirit will just pop out of your body, and because it can't communicate with you. So if your spirit is communicating with you, then it's probably going to be fine. But if you're really whacked out, we'll say, then your spirit will just wait till you come back in so it can communicate and be more fully conscious with you. Remember, it's a consciousness, so it wants to connect to your consciousness with its consciousness. That's how it works. So very possibly it just could be outside of your body waiting to come in. So hopefully I answered that, what you wanted to understand. If you got completely drunk or something, or you know, took a lot of drugs or something like that, and you're completely wasted, let's use that term, so you're really wasted out there, then your spirit's not going to be with you. It'll still wait to come in when you get sober, okay? But it doesn't want to get trapped in your body. It doesn't want to get trapped in darkness. That energy is strictly darkness when that happens. So that's why it disconnects also, because it needs to communicate with you, but it doesn't want to get stuck. Some situation to where it gets polluted also, because your spirit mimics you. Oh, doesn't want to be having a hangover, we'll say. Okay, so back to you, Ann.
So if you're in that situation where, you know, I assume it sounds like this person has to take that medication, it's different than smoking a joint or to having some drinks. When he commands his spirit to be in his body, will his spirit come maybe in and just leave again, or will it come closer to him? I mean, he should still do that, right, to command his spirit to be with him?
Still do that. It's hard to say what it's going to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you are in a lot of pain, it's not going to come to you, but it might come closer. You know, if you're in pain, have you cleaned out your pain body? And your emotional clearing to get rid of the situations that would cause you to have pain, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So having done the emotional clearing, do that one. That brought upon you your situation more than likely. And then from there, you know, do a pain body clearing. And then also do entities, because you may be dealing with entities attached to your pain body, giving you all this pain. He'd be pain-free. Also, I would get on the Thursday night calls that we have where we get rid of the clone replicas of you that have a situation. Remember, and then also, you may want to do a whole bunch of timeline crashes. If you're in a lot of pain and you're taking medication because you're in pain, then I'd probably say do maybe 5 to 10,000 timeline crashes on your particular situation. There is more than likely a way out of this here, okay? And all that pain is going to probably prevent, I can't guarantee this, but it's probably going to prevent your physical body from getting well because of all the pain energy. Well, you're a host to the aliens because you're generating pain. You want to get off their timeline, replicating you a whole bunch on that. Oh, that's kind of what I would suggest too. And do you have anything else to add, again, or could you reestablish what I said to the person?
The timeline crashes are amazing and helpful, so I certainly recommend that. You have also said in the past, Ron, if you're in the moment, you don't have pain. No, I think this person...
Yeah, that's true. Pain can go away a lot when you're in the moment.
Right.
So, but
probably the hardest time to get in the moment.
It may be harder because you're in so much pain. You may not be able to switch that particular signal off into the moment because all your energy bodies now are getting fractured in a lot. Remember, it can go into other bodies, too, besides your pain body. So that's what I would say. Your homework is timeline crashes, 5,000, 10,000 of them. You probably, hopefully, have already did your emotional clearing. If not, do that one. That's your starting point. Or you do anything else. And then do your pain body. And once you start doing those, then you're going to start to probably feel a little better. And, you've been on pain medication for a long time. I don't know if I have anything out there for maybe addictions. I think I might have an addiction cleared. I'm not sure.
Oh, you do. You have an addiction clearing. Definitely,
because
I did
also.
It for a family member. Yeah.
Yeah. You have some homework to do. So that's what I would suggest doing is those. And then after you get all those done, then get into the body jumpstart series. That you can start to heal yourself more, in a sense, with those energies. But you need to get at the root cause of it, and so that's why I suggested doing that many timeline crashes. You have to do 20,000. Remember, each time you're in pain, how long have you been in pain? If you've been in pain for 5 years, we'll say, well, automatically each day you got pain, and that's putting you onto more timelines. So you need to look at the situation. And, one person said, which is true, you have to look at it and you go, well, maybe you do a clearing for a week and it didn't help me. Well, how long have you had your problem? Well, do you expect 1 week of clearings to help you? No. And it'll help somewhat, but if you've been in a situation for a long time, then put a month into it, Don't give up on yourself. The dark side wants to do that to you. So, it can take a while to get rid of your stuff because you've had it for so long. So, you have to get it out of you. That's why the timeline crashes are so great. Keep doing that and doing it and doing it, Just like I say, it all depends. It's up to you how much you value life. And if you are looking at yourself in pain, I wouldn't want to be in pain. That's not a very good life to have, So, up out of it by doing these clearings. Can't guarantee it's going to help you, but you might ask people on the chat room there what they think you might need also. The whole thing is, and plus you're probably energetically corded to everybody else around, belong to maybe a 12-step program dealing with your pain. That's a possibility. Get all the cordings from all those people, all commiserating with your same problem. Oh, it even compounds it even worse. Anyway, back to you, Ann. We'll go to the light chip in 5 minutes here.
Okay, great. And we do have some requests for rooms. I'll put that on the online for you, Ron. Is that a good idea?
Yeah, that's great.
Oh, okay. Well, I just want to say that there is a pain body healing that Ron was talking about. It's a whole life healing and would help you also. So, of course, you'd want to run your whole life first and then put in the specific incident. And then it's probably a good idea to go back over your life, Ron, once you've cleared out initially, and think of all the different times from your past that you've been in pain and clear that out as well.
Yep, that's true. Maybe it's associated to Civil War. Who knows, Oh, let's go to the light ship. Do you have any other things you want to bring up?
Nope, just I see that it's on the fast chat already. Thank you, moderator. But just to remind everyone to focus on ask for, preferably out loud, right, Ron? Isn't it good to say out loud, I have a problem with my toe, my big right toe?
I think
or
most
something.
People like doing that. Yeah, it is good,
yeah.
Because not mental realm then. Whole body gets awakened that you have this problem. Body would like to get rid of it, so you automatically know it. And the part that has a problem, the toe, would go, wow, Whippy knows about me. This is great, so now we'll work on it.
Right, right.
So let's go to the light ship, everybody. This only works live on this particular program, live on Saturday nights, live. So here we go. Now you're going to feel peace energy. Bring up your animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants. Oh, here we go. Up, I'll count to five. One, two, three, four, five. And like we have a room which is for cancer cell release, so we'll go into that room. Oh, here we go, bringing this energy into you. Oh, something changing your body a little bit. Remember, right now you're completely out of time. Like you're floating at great peace. So here we go. You're so stronger. This is a cancer cell release room. Stronger, 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 and stronger. The next room is where they have elephants, so you have your choice. Large ones or little babies, we'll say. So here we go, elephant room. Oh, here they come. One, two, three, four, and five. And again, what's your one particular like to have for each particular room? And I want to go into the dragonfly room, so here we go. Dragonfly is coming around, so stronger, 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 and stronger. On to the room with the deers. Again, request your healing. So one, two, three, four, and five. And we'll go into the rainforest room. A lot of things are there, so it's very, very nice, very peaceful. Fourth room, so stronger, 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 and stronger. Room with the dolphins. So here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. We'll probably do two more rooms here, so up here. Anything else, Ann, that someone is requesting?
Yes.
Music room. Okay. Here we go. We'll go into the light being choir room. Here we go. Oh, enjoy this here. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. One of the hot tub rooms for detox. So we'll go there in the purple gel. So here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. This is a great room to have detox, the hot tub room. So one, two, three, four, and five. Back from the light ship. So here we go. Coming back down. Animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants are with us now. Coming down. Let's count to five to bring us here. One, two, three, four, five, and we're here now. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, thank you so much, Ron. It's nice to know that there is such a thing as wonderful music, and not just the music that we have on this planet that ends up courting us and giving us mind programs. That felt really good. I wish I could have heard it with my ears. I didn't, but I felt really good when you went into that music room. So thank you, Ron. That's really great. Excuse me. The other thing I forgot to mention about someone who's ill, he was in a hospital and went to doctors. People cording removal might be a really good healing too. And we have another question here, Ron. Is there anything else you wanted to say about our trip to the light ship before I move on?
Well, that's good. And remember, but somebody, you know, how do I say this here? You're told of something, normally think the worst. Think the worst, and that can bring forth energies to enforce that. Remember, you're dealing with the mind matrix here. So, when you hear something, and it could be something that isn't as bad as what it sounds, but just by hearing about it can make it worse for you. All the information that you've heard about this from your past, and check that on to you. Oh, actually, if you into a location where people have a similar situation as you, then other energies too connected to you, and you could actually become worse. Oh, back to you, Ann.
We just shouldn't tell our stories, right, Ron?
Yeah, that's a good way of putting it, yeah. A lot of people like telling their story so that they can get energy from other people, empathy, but then they're giving them that same energy that they already have. They may get that same thing that you have. So, of looking at it.
Right.
That's the way the dark side works.
Right, and we have another question. A listener just bought the planet star cording removal, and it would be great if you talked about that a little, Ron, why that's important. And his specific question is, how many times should he do it?
I would do it as much as you think you need. I would do it probably at least 2 to 3 times. Normally, once you start doing that, it'll get released from you a lot. Just to give you an example, when I do the 4-in-1 with people, if the person doesn't do the planet star vortex clearing, I got to clear 13 energies from them. That could take maybe up to a half an hour or so. Once they do that, a lot of times 5 minutes is so quick for all of them put together. Very beneficial to get these energetic cordings off of you. Just because it says planet star vortexes, okay, we'll just leave out vortexes. Just say planet and stars. Are they really planet and stars, okay, that's connecting to you? Oh, you know, I could have put up, that's people like hearing that, okay? But I could have put up alien race A, alien race B. Who are they? Well, who would they be? Posing as that. I've had people even comment about, I think last year they were saying energies were kind of getting kind of weird. They said, you know, I looked up high and I only saw 1/3 of the stars up there. This and that and the other, right, is going on. It's a scientific thing that, yeah, you just can't see them, you know. All of a sudden things would show up. I had people even say that they saw stars blinking different colors. So, what's up there? I always go back to that little song that you probably sang when you're young. Oh, I'm singing this, but it's the twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are. So, probably a pretty smart alien who brought that song out. Anyway, wondering who his alien brothers are up there, and they made a song on it. Up in the sky, is there less stars or more stars? Or, is the hologram a little different? Oh, that's what happens. What are they? Clearing, start getting yourself released from lots of energies out there that want to steal your life force energy since you have a spirit in your body. So if you had no spirit, they probably wouldn't want you. Back to you, Ann.
Thank you, Ron. I was wondering if you could do, we did this a long time ago, and I remember reading ages ago how, people probably know this, each day of the week is named after a planet, so I'm sure that means that that planet is controlling that day of the week. So could you do a quick release from the 7 days of the week for us?
Yeah, I could do the days. I don't know what the planets would be, but I could do the day here. So
right.
We'll start off with Monday. He's seen, hard. I can do one energy.
Okay.
So we'll take the energy that's hitting you the hardest, okay?
Okay.
So Monday energy, count to five, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, release. Tuesday, Wednesday, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Wednesday, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Thursday, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Friday, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Saturday, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Sunday, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Thought I heard a beep, so we have somebody out there in phone lines?
Yes. Hi, yes, this is Hilda. Good evening. How are you, Ann and Ron?
Hi, Hilda. Great to
I'm
hear
really
from you, so go ahead.
To, about the Civil War clearings, I've been fortunate to have been present on the calls, and I've had this enormous release from my lungs, and it's heretofore for like the last 10 or 12 years, I have had this low-grade wheeze, and medically we call it ronchi, because it's on expiration, and sometimes at night it would keep me awake. It is gone. Last night on the call, I had a huge mucus plug, and my nose was running and all this stuff, and today I'm without that sound in my lungs, and that happened in the torture clearing my face open. So that has been pronounced. And my energy level has been really high today, and I've been able to focus and concentrate. And I know that it's this Civil War stuff. It is really kind of amazing. And I want to thank you all for what goes into the way that you can detect and hone in and zero in on what's happening to in the consciousness. Because I, for one, am really taking advantage of having the opportunity to know the website and to know, and I keep learning how to use the clearings, and I just want to tell the newcomers and the people who don't feel the results, do not stop, just keep doing it. It's kind of like we have to brush our teeth every day. There's no one be-all, end-all toothbrushing, but thank you both so much.
Oh, that's great. Wonderful.
Thank you so much, Hilda. What state are you from, Hilda?
Oh, I'm in South Carolina.
Okay.
Near the North Carolina border. Yeah. So the southeast where it's good, hot, and humid.
Right.
And again, that too, with the lung, the sounds of the lung, even with the humidity, it's gone. And I'm just grateful.
That's wonderful.
So I appreciate you both. Thank you, and have a good night.
You too. Thank you, Hilda. And I have a question, Ron, since I was curious. I could hear Hilda had a bit of an accent if she was from the South. Do you think that, of course it's all past life, because nobody, I don't think, listening was alive during the Civil War, but do you think if you live in the South, it might be hitting people harder, for instance?
Well, I would say you could be getting connected, accorded to the mindset of the people town that you're living in. So that's a possibility. It was quite a while back. Oh, let's just change the time frame. Let's just say that the Civil War was, let's just say 20 years ago. We'll just talk about real time versus past. So if there was a Civil War there 20 years ago, energy's still with you, but we'll just make it so it's more physical here. 20 years ago, they had a Civil War. Everybody who's living would know about it and be thinking about it, and probably be having anger and carrying a grudge and having the sadness and the sorrows and whatever happened to family members, houses, etc. Well, that would be a big buzz thing. So everybody would be probably instantly riled up if you talked about it. And that would be right there up in front. Well, the fact that it happened quite a while ago, it could still be there. And it could even be in old locations, graveyards, for instance. The clearing to get rid of all the spirits that were there, but it's possible that maybe the gravestones could have that. So, the sorrow energy put into, whatever type of gravestone it was, that's a possibility. And also old establishments, maybe there's some old buildings there that could still carry that trauma within their walls. So that could be connected to people if they look at something. Look at it. If you look at something, not just you're getting everything that's there typically being put into you. I just look at it and I go, oh, that's a beautiful building there. It has pillars on the porch, It's an old plantation building. It looks very nice. It has a new paint job and a nice white picket fence or something. Well, that building itself, when you look at it, could just have all this energy that gets attached to you because you're looking at it. They want to do a clearing for that. If there's a location that you go by every day that could possibly give you that information, just like the media clearing, like the unseen media. So right. You may want to clear that out. So, yes, you are right there, Anne, that things could be attaching to you just by being in that location.
Right, and Hilda just wrote in, she's surrounded by famous battlefields.
Oh, boy. Okay, I would do, want to put light into those, okay? I'm trying to think what clearing you could use.
Would the space clearing do it, or?
Space clearing could do that, yeah, uh-huh.
And
if you wanted to put a CLS questions, we'll just continue on with this, maybe on the Monday or Wednesday show, put down what show you'd like to listen to, we'll do a clearing for those battleground sites, okay? Oh, that would be interesting.
Well,
that will affect other people. Because you may have relatives that were in there. That's still only going to be in your DNA. So if you go, I never went to the South before in this lifetime or whatever, well, maybe had family members that maybe lived close by there. So it will affect everybody. Oh, that'll be very interesting. So, if you could do that, that'd be great. We'll just continue on with the Civil War days.
Right. Well, but on the general subject of war, Ron, for instance, in New York, where I'm from, everyone is very much present with the Revolutionary War. Everyone's very proud of it, and there are signs about this battle took place here and there. And so it's a whole different thing. I don't remember even learning very much about the Civil War growing up, but everything's about they make a big deal about the Revolutionary War.
Oh.
So that's probably what I need to clear more, right?
Yeah, since you have it in your consciousness, because you've seen it. Haven't seen it, then it may be dormant, but it's still going to be in you. You know about it, you don't want to get that out of you, because you could bring entities to your body from that time frame. You're hanging out on that sign,
Right.
Hitchhikers.
Okay. Ron, it's really time to go, but I just wanted to ask one question, and thank you for all the war, clearing and information stuff there. But I think it's either tonight or tomorrow night on the West Coast. We had actually one listener said something on the fast chat, and one sent us an article. There's what they're calling a super moon coming up. It's tonight, I think, or tomorrow, and two more are coming. And, I remember hearing more from New Age people, the moon, you should go out and sleep under a big moon and that kind of thing. is there negative energy from the moon? Should we stay indoors when there's a large moon like that, or is it not going to really affect us?
It'll probably affect you. I would do timeline crashes on the moon. I want
okay.
to get moon.
Oh. Okay.
Oh, let's at our 8-hour call tomorrow, everybody. Clock Eastern, 10 o'clock Pacific. We'll do the mind to heart drop. Oh, here we go. You have to command your spirit out loud to drop your thoughts from your head into your heart. Oh, help you out immensely. Have to do meditations to waste your time every day because you can active living your life heart centered with your spirit. So you have to command your spirit out loud to do this, otherwise you're in the mental realm of darkness. That's the alien realm. But whenever you think that's where you are. Here we go. Dropping yourself down. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Start to feel that spirit connection. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. And 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Hey, everybody. So blessings and be tuned. If you're interested in what we're doing on the BBS call on Monday and probably Wednesday, we'll continue on with the Civil War energies that are probably affecting you today. Get them out of you. Well, thank you, Ann. Thank you, everybody. Blessings.
Good night, all. Thank you, Ron. Bye.